A hell of a lot has happened in the university sector in the last 2 years. And of course, it'll be very interesting to see what comes up for our tertiary sector in coming months and years. In fact, once those borders, fingers crossed, start to open. I haven't had a chat to my next guest since launching the King Review early this year, so it's a great pleasure to have him on the line. His name is Professor Nick Klomp. He is the Vice Chancellor and President of CQ University Australia. Nick, welcome to the show, first of all.
Hi, Gavin. Good to talk to you again.
Nick, as I mentioned there, COVID-19 has been a bit of a nightmare, a bit of a whirlwind for the university sector. Reflect, if you can, on those last 2 years. How have you managed to cope there at CQ University? What's it been like? And how have you, I guess, dealt with it personally? It's a big job.
Yeah, look, it is a big job. A lot of people just think of CQ University as their campus down the road, which is lovely because it means that everybody knows everyone and all the students know each other and all the teachers. But of course, CQ University is probably Australia's most national university. We're in every mainland state of Australia, got about 35,000 students, and we employ well over 2,000 people. So it is a very big operation. And in Cairns particularly, we just think that the potential for growth in Cairns is huge. It's such demand. COVID has really put an interesting spin on the university sector, Gavin. You're absolutely right in your introduction. CQ University, though, all the things that we control, for example, our domestic numbers, our Australian students, have gone through the roof. We're about, I think the last count was nearly 900 students over the caps that the government puts on domestic students.
Wow, and so, why is that? That's extraordinary.
It is. I think that we're offering the courses that people want. Our employment rate is, I think, the top three in Australia out of all universities in Australia. Mm. So our students just walk into jobs. They're in such demand. I think the word is out that we're a terrific university and support our students. So one way or another, all the things that we control are going really well. Mm. But what we don't control is the borders opening. We'd love to see them open, and hopefully that will happen soon.
Now, CQ University, my understanding is you don't rely hugely or heavily on those international students the way that perhaps some capital city heritage universities do. Is that right?
Well, it's sort of right. You're absolutely right in the regions where you see CQ University mostly. We've only got international students in the low hundreds. But actually, we also have a campus in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane where we've got thousands of international students. It's still only a fraction of our number of students across the way. And let's not forget that CQ University is also dual sector. So we also have TAFE students as well as higher ed students. So we do the full gamut. But in Cairns, not only... We've doubled in size in 5 years, Gavin. It's just incredible growth. So we're well over 2,000 now. But even though we've got, dozens of international students, we'd like hundreds, because Cairns would love to see more international students. It brings in money, it brings in tourists because their families come to visit and upon graduation. And the more successful you are, the more successful you become, because they go home saying, Cairns was great, the people were welcoming, and they tell their younger brothers and sisters and cousins and neighbours, and you get even more over time. So I can see a real growth in the Cairns region.
Absolutely spot on. Now, Nick, I'm sitting here in the Fourcier studio looking out at a vacant block right next door to our studios here in between the Fourcier studios and the Cairns Convention Centre. That is the planned site, the proposed site for CQ University's CBD campus. Very, very exciting, very important project to the point where, as you said, you're just over 2,000 students. The predictions are that if you can get this facility built here next door to us here on Grafton Street, you could potentially double the student intake to around 4,000. So absolutely massive, massive boost in many ways for our city. Where are we at with getting that campus built?
Yes, absolutely. So a couple of weeks ago, we got the commitment from Federal Labor to if they get into power, if they win the election, whenever it is next year, that they are committed to building it. $50 million campus. And, we've got all the plans. We can move really quickly. And, of course, Cairns Regional Council has committed to providing that empty block. Funny enough, Gavin, a lot of people have contacted me saying, congratulations, I see that you already started building. building, because there's been a few works on that site. I think it's to do with the convention centre. No, we haven't got the money yet. Currently, the coalition is in power, and we haven't got the commitment then from them. I know that the member for Leichhardt is looking at it, but we haven't got that final commitment. So we want Cairns to win no matter who wins the election. So we really do need commitment from both sides. It's a shot in the arm for Cairns. It's going to be so important, not just from the building construction phase, but for years and years to come.
And Nick, that $50 million promise from Labor, should they win government in what is shaping up to be May, is the latest intel on that federal election. Yes. Is that $50 million from the feds plus the land from the council, is that all you need to get started on that project? Do you need anything from the state government, for example?
No, that's all we need to get started. And importantly, even while we were putting through this all together, you might imagine the federal government wanted all the details of the business plan, including where are these students coming from? You know, you're not getting any more funding for extra students, so what's going on there? And we have detailed all of that. This is not pie in the sky. Oh, gee, we think we can get a couple of extra thousand students. We know exactly the courses. We know exactly where they're coming from. We've got really tight business plans. So we're really excited about it. And $50 million is a lot of money, Gavin. Let's face it. But the return to Cairns is over $50 million per year after that. It really is a great investment, a one-off investment from the Commonwealth and a great investment for the region.
And as you said earlier, so many spin-off benefits for our city and our economy. It's absolutely huge. Well, There you go. Member for Leichhardt, Warren Entsch. I know you're listening, Warren. The pressure is on. Keep that lobbying up in Canberra, as he's no doubt been doing, and let's get a bipartisan support for that important project. I'm speaking here with Professor Nick Klomp. He is the Vice Chancellor and President of CQ University. Nick, now if you can gaze into your crystal ball, as difficult as that is, ongoing shifting sands, if you like, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, as we know again this week with a new variant. But your thoughts on, regardless of whether you get this new campus built, what does 2022 look like for CQ University? Obviously, we'll get to those vaccination targets, that 80%, potentially 90% even is the predictions in certainly early January, potentially. What does that look like? What does next year look like for you guys there at CQ University?
I see loads of green shoots on the horizon. Can you see green shoots on the horizon? Anyway, you know what I mean, Gavin. I think it's going to... I don't think it'll start with a flood. I think we'll slowly get international students back, a bit of a trickle initially, and it'll start growing in second semester, halfway through the year, as we get our vaccinations and our confidence back as a nation. So borders will open, you know, sometime soon, even in Queensland. Students will start coming back. International students will start coming back. Domestic students will keep on with the demand. There just seems to be no letting up with the demand for our courses and for our graduates. Gee, at the moment, about a quarter of all the jobs advertised in the Cairns region are for qualified folk with university qualifications. Some of these jobs go months unfilled. So there's a desperate need for all our nurses, for our allied health, for our engineers, our accountants. So we know that the students will be lining up to join us, that the industry will be lining up to take our graduates. So I'm really, really confident about the future, particularly in the Cairns region.
And spot on as well, that skill shortage. We've covered that extensively on this show in recent weeks, predictions that the skill shortage is only going to get worse. So particularly without those overseas skilled migrants coming in. So absolutely critical that we continue to boost our tertiary sector. Professor Nick Klomp from CQ University, fantastic insights. Fantastic to have you on the show. Good luck for the festive season. Let's all, fingers crossed, for the coalition government to match that $50 million commitment that Labor made in recent weeks. Thanks for your time on the show today.
Great talking to you, Gavin. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.